Elizabeth Warren goes all out for Labor Day. Unions will rebuild America's middle class. By Hannah Blow on September 2, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, one of the most outspoken pro-union Democrat candidates, tweeted a series of messages on Labor Day, promising that unions will rebuild America's middle class. Warren used both of her verified Twitter accounts to tweet messages of support for unions and declared that they will rebuild the middle class. "Unions built the middle class, and unions will rebuild the middle class," Warren wrote. "If we want more good American jobs, then we need stronger unions and more power in the hands of the people. I'm proud to be fighting alongside our unions," she added, later suggesting that unions are under attack. It is true that Warren has been one of the most outspoken supporters of the labor movement, despite membership declining across the board. It has dipped from 12.3% participation to 10.5% over the last decade, according to Illinois Public Media. Pew Research Center also found that the share of American workers who belong to labor unions has fallen by about half during the past few decades, going from 35% in 1954 to 10.5% in 2018. The actual number of union members was 14.7 million last year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS. In 2012, union membership hit its lowest point since the current data series began in the early 1980s, falling below 14.4 million, before turning modestly upward. Warren joined airport food workers in a minimum wage protest organized by Unite Here at the Reagan National Airport in July, alongside Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, another notable pro-union Democrat candidate, and Mayor Bill de Blasio, D. Warren is spending Labor Day campaigning in New Hampshire. She is expected to deliver remarks at a House party in Hampton Falls at approximately 2:30 p.m. Eastern.